We are still at the allotment for our little leftovers podcast here. We like to give you some exclusive content when we're at the Laxey and Lonnon allotments with Tania Anderson. And we mentioned while we were on the programme earlier that there was a pumpkin patch, and there is a bona fide pumpkin patch here, Tania. Tell us who has been growing these wonderful things.
This is our chairman's plot. So this is Steve Ashton's plot. Steve, you're on the radio, or the podcast rather. And he always has a patch that looks like this every single year. Amazing pumpkins. Just standing here, I don't know what the varieties are, but I can spot probably about
it's
10 of them. Yeah, there's some gorgeous pumpkins in here.
And they're not that easy to get right, are they?
You know, some people seem to have a knack with them. Pumpkins are one thing that I struggle with. A couple years ago I had an amazing crop, but this year my pumpkins at home aren't doing so well, so I will enjoy this sight with you as well.
They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous to watch, and I think whenever I see these, they are beautiful. A pumpkin patch is fantastic. It always makes me, there goes a rabbit by the way, just zooming off down the path there. It always reminds me a bit of Snoopy, because there was always the pumpkin patch where Snoopy would sort of go out and Charlie Brown, there'd be a pumpkin patch there. The one thing I would say, if you do go to some of the country shows, I go to Croncavoddy because it's around my doorstep, but there are always the giant pumpkin competitions, really popular here. Yeah. Most of the guys and girls get in a specialist strain. I think there's one called Atlantic Giant, which grows, it's not necessarily good for the kitchen, but it grows to enormous
proportions. Big Max as well.
Big Max, is
Big
that
Max
another one?
Is another one, yeah.
I don't know that one, but actually, again, that was the sort of thing you can sail across the Irish Sea on, you know, make it into a coracle.
I mean, you know what? I think actually someone did do that.
I think you're right.
From Wales, wasn't it? Oh my goodness.
We're losing a little bit of our signal here, but we'll crack on for as long as we can. So we're going to walk down the bottom of the pumpkin patch here, and I'll just keep a beady ear on our sound here
can you keep a beady ear?
It was clearly not a beady eye because you're talking about sound, so it had to be a beady ear. I think we're okay. We're still coming through. So Tania, just explain what we're walking past here, because again, there's a lot of allotments and a lot of growth going on.
Well, just here on the left, you can see quite a few little dwarf apple trees, and they're being grown against this wooden structure. Espalier is the term for it, a French way of basically manicuring fruit bushes and trees to create a little bit of a hedge.
Ooh.
And I think it looks really nice, don't you?
It does look beautiful. And look at the colour of those apples.
Yes. Come on, let's go have a smell of them.
Ooh, here we go.
Not quite right.
I'm going to have a smell.
That's a cracking colour, isn't it?
That's really gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous colour. And there's so much. Someone else is doing some corn down here as well. Explain what else is in these plots.
So just from here, I can see corn, beetroot, chard, borage, potatoes. I can see rhubarb, nasturtium, artichoke. And you know what? There's quite a few things that are going to seed as well. But you know what? That's not always a bad thing, because some seed pods are edible, like radish seed pods. And also you can collect the seeds as well from a lot of these different plants. And it's good for wildlife, so when the flowers start blooming, it'll be good for the bees and the butterflies and other pollinators.
And I tell you what, we were talking before about how it's a bit of it's a great joy, but it's always sort of, an old friend of mine used to say, it's a war out there in the veg patch, and that you're always competing with, you know, with the bugs and the rabbits, as the case may be. And a case in point here, if you just look at this lovely apple that you're looking at, you feel that one there, gently beautiful. You feel that next one, it's hollow. That one's been hollowed out by the wasps underneath there, and it's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The wasps have been really bad this year. Feel that, Christy?
Oh, yeah. It's completely hollow. You say the wasps have been really bad. What happened within a few minutes of us being here today?
Mm-hmm. Both of us were stung. They've been absolutely ravaging my strawberries and the raspberries. And, you know, the thing is, it's like there's not a whole lot you can do. Just net and try to pick as soon as things are ripe.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed, speaking of picking or digging up or uprooting, they've been, I know I've been using all kinds of terminology today. I can see there's some onions that are drying out over there.
Yes, so once you dig up your onions, you should let them dry out in the sun before you take them home to store.
And right in front of us, they have a lovely crop of garlic, much better than my garlic this year, it has to be said. I did have some garlic, but I've got some, but it's not going to keep me going very long because the bulbs are really small, just a couple of cloves. They look much better. Not bad at all. Some really nice sized bulbs there.
I got quite a decent haul of garlic, which I let dry out for a couple of days, and it's now home in the garage, and I'll be braiding that all together, keep it in the kitchen. It looks nice, and then you cut one off as you go along through the winter.
How long does it last for garlic?
It depends on the variety. There's soft neck and there's hard neck varieties. So mine tend to all be soft necks, so those are storers. The hard necks are the more gourmet types, but they don't last as long. Mm. But if my harvest this year will probably last all the way till early next summer.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. So we're going to walk along. What are some of the things that are in the various plots that have really impressed you, Tania, that people have managed to grow here?
Well, there are, of course, the pumpkins, because pumpkins are one thing that I personally struggle with. So it's amazing seeing Steve's pumpkins, and also there's another plot over here who has amazing pumpkins growing on their plot as well. But the thing that I love the most about our site is that everyone has a very eclectic stance with growing. You don't see the traditional rows and rows of leeks and parsnips and carrots and beetroot. What you see is more of kind of a permaculture planting. Mm-hmm. So people have a dwarf tree here, a rhubarb there, some beans here, but it's all interspersed with flowers and other things, and it looks beautiful. It's good for wildlife and ecology, but it's just that naturalistic planting that I think does very well, so you can get quite a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. I know permaculture is quite a popular thing on the island, which is great to hear, and of course with the biosphere status and everything as well, it's good for us here. And I'm looking over again at you said about the flowers, some beautiful flowers in between everything as well. I take it by the time we're next here in a month's time, this will look so different, won't it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of reached its peak right now, and from here on out it will be descending into middle age, let's just say. But there's other things that will start to bloom, so the dahlias will start to come on very soon, and other flowers, and then these apples, the ones that basically outlive the wasps, you know, they'll be ready for picking in a month's time or so as well.
So what have you been most inspired by today, Howard? What are you going to go home and start looking at?
Well, you know, I really like the look of those blueberries, because I've never seen blueberries over here before. I think I knew they did grow in these climes. I've never tried them. I've never seen them. They taste delicious. They look delicious. They're a sort of superfood at the moment, without a doubt. They're very good for you. I'd be quite inspired to have a crack with some of those. I really would.
And maybe some corn again, you think?
Oh, I have tried corn numerous times with virtually no success. A bit like you, I've had a few sort of measly cobs, but frankly, you know, they're sort of mouse-sized. I want some one I can really gnaw on. So I'd like to get some really good-sized ones going again. I think maybe if I had a more sheltered garden, this is a bit more sheltered than mine, I do get some winds that whip across.
This is more sheltered than yours. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
This is Isle of Man gardening.
Yeah.
The winds whip through here like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, really? Well, the corn's looking great then, so maybe I should be inspired and go again. But that's always the thing. You find someone, whenever you're gardening, you have a failure, and someone else says, well, have you tried this? Have you tried that variety? Have you tried doing this? And people are always, gardeners are always great folk who always share their ideas and share their seeds and share their cuttings and such like, and like to see other people doing. And obviously it's competitive, particularly at the showtime, but people like to see other gardeners doing well.
They do, it's true. And we do wish all of you gardeners well with whatever you are growing out there. And if they want a bit of advice, where can they go for that, Tania?
Well, if they want a plot here at Laxey, they can, of course, find us on Facebook, and we have a website as well. We've got plenty of space here. And if you want to learn a little bit more about my allotment, I have a YouTube channel, so it's youtube.com/lovelygreens, and my website is lovelygreens.com.
And all that free advice on there, which is fantastic to see as well. So once again, it's been a wonder and a joy being here. I've learned so much. Clearly not the lingo yet, but I'll get
keep
there
going,
eventually.
Keep going,
We'll
uproot some of those bad habits.
Oh, you're so witty, Howard. It's been lovely having you here as well. And
pleasure.
I'm sure you'll be back again in the future. For the meantime, we'll be back with you at the Laxey and Lawn and Allotments with Tania Anderson next month. We will see you then.